listener production.
Unemployment falls to its lowest level in almost half a century, what it could mean for mortgage holders, and an SNL star heading down under for their new movie. It's Thursday, May 19. I'm Isabel Everett, and this is your afternoon news briefing. Interest rates are tipped to rise again off the back of today's strong job figures. The unemployment rate falling to 3.9% for the month of April, its lowest level since 1974. Ryan Felsman from Comsec says the Reserve Bank will be taking note.
We think that the strong jobs data will probably encourage the Reserve Bank to lift interest rates by 25 basis points when they next meet at the beginning of June.
Labor has revealed how much it plans to spend on election promises over the next 4 years. Its price tag is $7.4 billion higher than the coalition's. Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers explaining why.
Look at that difference between the budgets. You add up training in universities, cleaner and cheaper energy, and childcare, which are arguably the three policies that will get us the best bang for buck. What we are anticipating is that the economic return on those investments will dwarf the investments themselves.
Meanwhile, leader Anthony Albanese has again spoken about political advertising, making fun of his Italian surname. He's clarified he isn't suggesting it's racist, but people in the community have come to him offended about the Liberals' slogan, "It won't be easy under Albanese."
People who have ethnic names of my age, or perhaps a bit younger, certainly older, had people make fun of their names at school. That's what happened. And people have raised it with me. In the Italian community, that they're concerned about it.
But the PM has played down those concerns.
I mean, at the last election, we had a campaign that said the bill you can't afford with Labor. So, frankly, he's being a bit of a hypocrite. If he's that precious, then how on earth is he going to handle running this country?
Well, the migrants that have been offended.
Well, I don't accept that.
It comes after ScoMo accidentally crash-tackled a little boy during a friendly game of soccer yesterday. Luca is fine, but reckons the ref should have called a penalty. While Pauline Hanson will be in ISO on election day, the unvaccinated One Nation leader testing positive to COVID. Away from the campaign trail, and a new antidepressant is a step closer to being on our shelves that can be administered via a nasal spray. The PBS has opened up public comments on the new treatment known as Spravato. And SNL star Pete Davidson will head down under with his new comedy Wizards to be filmed in Queensland. It's hoped it'll create more than 500 new jobs.
Listener.